You are listening to a sermon by Evan Kreider, recorded on Sunday, September 12, 2021, at Point Grey Interminenite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only, and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
This is a glass of water. Not exactly San Pellegrino, it's more like San Capilano, but I have no idea how many drops of water are represented in this glass. It's many. The water looks good. It seems to be pure. I just tasted it. I have no trouble drinking. This, folks, is a good glass of water. Can I hear bids? But look what happens when I add just one drop of ink to this water. Okay, it was two. Although I'm thirsty, this water is no longer something I really care to drink. Every single drop of water in this glass was good, but that one or two drops of ink changed everything. This glass of water will never be the same. Way back in 1862, an American magazine, The Christian Recorder, gave us the earliest reference to the old playground saying, "Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me." This is something we were taught to say in grade school when faced by a verbal bully, of which there were many. But is this children's saying actually true? Our lectionary epistle reading this morning came from a letter attributed to James. Scholars now know that this letter was written well after the deaths of all the New Testament characters by the name of James. It was written sometime between 65 and 85 AD, but whoever wrote it and when, it was a very long time ago. Listen again to what the writer says. "For every species of beast and bird, reptile and sea creature, everyone can be tamed and has been tamed by the human species. But no one can tame the tongue, a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My sisters and brothers, this ought not to be so." Our lectionary reading from the book of Proverbs was written some 500 years before the epistle of James, and it, as you know, praises wisdom. A quick reading of this collection of sayings shows that the compilers prized wisdom above all else. I have to think that the writer of James understood the importance of wisdom. The wisdom that helps you control your thoughts. And in the context of today's meditation, controlling one's tongue, one's words. The various books that were gathered together and form our present Isaiah were written more than 700 years before James. And so spread throughout our Bible over a number of centuries, different authors have emphasized how important words are. You see, people use words to relate to each other. Yes, we shake hands, we bump elbows, we even hug, but mostly we talk, we use words. The Epistle of James basically asks Christians to stop using words to hurt each other. The writer is being remarkably diplomatic. Rather than saying, "Your words are really hurting your church," he says, "You know, the tongue is powerful. Just like a tiny flame can start an enormous forest fire, as we all know too well, so too, one small human tongue can burn bridges between people." Remember our glass of water? It's looking pretty pathetic. I like to think of that water, that glass holding many drops of water. And I like to think of each drop symbolizing a conversation I've had with someone over the years. I would need many glasses of water to represent all the people with whom I have conversed. Then I like to imagine one conversation, perhaps just one sentence in that conversation, one sentence of the thousands we shared over the years, just that one time that I said words which really hurt someone. Sadly, I confess I would need more than one drop of ink to represent this part of the talk. But that one conversation in which I said hurtful words can be represented by that one drop of ink. That one drop changes everything. The glass of water, my friendship, is suddenly changed by that one drop of ink. Now, what if I was sorry, like really, really sorry, that I ever put that one drop of ink into the glass? Can I use a straw to remove that drop of ink? Can I put it back into my fountain pen? Can I repent and say, I'm really, really sorry, and have that make the water pure again? Whatever I may try to do, that one drop of ink remains in the water. I need to learn to control my dangerous ink, my dangerous words. I need to learn to get them out of my mind. Because, of course, words only reveal our thoughts. And that's what makes our hurtful words so truly hurtful. I know I am changed when words are intended to hurt me. In a way, that childhood saying is partly right. It's not the words themselves that hurt, but what the childhood saying does not point out is that the hurt comes from knowing that someone I respect thinks that way about me. Thankfully, today's lectionary readings also include some very positive, some wise words about our speaking to others. The book of Isaiah, written much earlier than any of our other readings heard this morning, reminds us that we can learn to use our words to encourage each other. Let's hear again what the prophet had to tell us. Exalted Yahweh has given me a skilled and well-trained tongue so that I can sustain the weary with a timely word. Exalted Yahweh has given me a skilled and well-trained tongue, and we all have that, so that I can sustain the weary with a timely word. This has happened to me many times, especially when I have received an unexpected but timely word, or an unexpected card, or an email, or a silent hug. We have a choice. We can be like some of the early Christians and use our tongues to hurt others who don't agree with us, or we can follow the advice of the prophet and learn to use our tongues to sustain the weary with a timely word. I want to turn again to number 144. I'll just read the text to you. God, give me time to learn the words I find so hard to say. The loving words, forgiving words that take the sting away. God, give me calm to rise the storm when waves of anger rise. A moment when I grasp a truth my lesser self denies. We conclude this morning's meditation with some well-known words from the psalmist. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.